You can use the Windows taskbar to display other toolbars that might help you use your computer more efficiently. Right-click an empty area of the taskbar, point to Toolbars, and then click Links on the shortcut menu. The Links toolbar appears on the Windows taskbar.
The double arrows on a toolbar indicate that more buttons are available. Click the arrows on the Links toolbar and then click Customize Links. The Customizing the Links bar web page appears. To close Internet Explorer, click the Close button.
To continue customizing the taskbar, right-click an empty area of the taskbar and then click Properties on the shortcut menu. You can use these options to change the appearance and functionality of the taskbar.
The notification area can become crowded with icons that appear when certain events occur, such as when you receive mail or open Windows Task Manager. You can use this area to hide or display notification icons at your discretion. You can select this checkbox to show the clock on the taskbar. To begin hiding the icon for Windows Task Manager, click Customize.
Now click this item. To change the behavior of the selected item, click this arrow and then click Always Hide. Click OK.
A notification balloon informs you that you can view the hidden icon by clicking this arrow. Click the balloon to hide it. Notice that the Task Manager icon is hidden from the notification area.
You can also use this dialog box to modify the Start menu. Click the Start menu tab. Windows XP offers two styles to choose from, the default Start menu and the Classic Start menu.
Click Classic Start menu and then click Customize. In this area, you can add or remove items from the Start menu, as well as clear any recently accessed documents, programs, and websites. These checkboxes enable you to specify advanced options for the Start menu.
Select the Expand My Documents checkbox. Click OK. Now you can use the Start menu to open items in the My Documents folder. To apply the changes to the taskbar and Start menu, click OK again.
Now click the Start button. Notice that the Start menu appears as it did in previous versions of Windows. Point to Documents and then point to My Documents. The My Documents folder expands to display its contents. To close the Start menu, click the Start button.
The taskbar is currently locked, which prevents you from moving it or changing its size. To unlock the taskbar, right-click here and click Lock the taskbar on the shortcut menu. Notice the dotted lines on the taskbar. These indicate that the taskbar is unlocked and can be moved. If you want to move the taskbar, you can drag an empty portion of it to a different edge of the desktop. Drag this area of the taskbar to here.
By modifying the Start menu and taskbar, you can customize Windows to better suit the way you work.